Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. In today's podcast, we are debuting a new segment talking about AI models, and we're breaking down some of the biggest AI companies, what they do, and talking a little bit about their histories. Today on the podcast, we are going to be breaking down Runway Incorporated, or commonly known as Runway ML. And we're going to be talking about what Runway does, why they're important, and where we see them playing into the future with the AI industry. So to kick things off, Runway is a very famous company that essentially allows you to generate AI videos. It's one of the big AI video generation platforms. And, you know, there's a couple contenders. There's Synthesia, who allows you to essentially create like talking head videos. This is a lot more creative in a sense that it's literally like Midjourney or like DALL-E 2, where you can put text in and it can generate images, or that essentially actually generating videos. So let's talk a little bit about their history. Runway was actually started back in 2017 when the CEO, Cristobal Valenzuela, was an NYU student essentially dreaming up new ways AI was going to augment human creativity. So while image generation models were kind of taking off, he saw untapped potential in video, and he really was seeking to kind of create an AI-powered video editing tool. He actually joined forces with two other NYU students, as well as researcher Chris Cundy, to found Runway in 2018. Their timing proved to be very impeccable. Generative AI was on the cusp of some major advances that I think would soon capture the public's imagination. So initially bootstrapped, Runway gained a lot of traction with its first product, which was a real-time background removal tool for video. And then more video editing tools quickly followed. So this really allowed users to stabilize footage, interpolate frames, and erase objects with single clicks. This was all very revolutionary in video and video editing, and harnessed AI to do so. So according to Venezuela, these tools compressed editing time from hours to minutes, and Runway gained viral popularity among YouTube creators and indie filmmakers seeking time-saving solutions. But Runway had a lot bigger ambitions than just a number of AI tools for video. At its core, the startup was an AI research lab, and Venezuela knew the real magic would come from training its own models. So in 2020, Runway released its first generative model, SDK, which allowed users to build custom text-to-image and image-to-image models. So the same year, it published a landmark paper unveiling the AI techniques behind Stable Diffusion. Stable Diffusion would soon, you know, really take the world by storm after Anthropic spun it out as an open source project in 2022. That's when we really saw Stable Diffusion take off. So we have to give a big tip of the hat to Anthropic for that. But Runway's research laid the groundwork years prior on this method of Stable Diffusion, and it really was illuminating the promise of diffusion models. So with generative AI really exploding, Runway raced to, you know, you could say stake its claim, but essentially it released the GAO-GAN image generation model in 2021, and then it debuted Kinetica for video animations. So its tools were used by major studios to create visual effects for hits like Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. In 2022, that was when Runway really kind of, I would say, hit the mainstream as a mainstream breakout company. The company raised over $100 million in funding, and it rolled out Gen 1 for video generation and essentially formed an entertainment division called Runway Studios. Adoption after that was very, very fast. Today, Runway has over 300, or sorry, it has over 30 AI-powered creative tools, and its technology has been used by CBS, Vox Media, and Pentagram. So with recent launches of their mobile app and Gen 2 system, Runway, I think, is really bringing text-to-video creation to the masses. So as far as that goes, Runway, you know, essentially is just scratching the surface, according to their CEO, on what is actually possible. And as AI research progresses, he actually envisions tools that are exponentially faster, easier, and more powerful. So the goal remains unchanged since Runway's founding, which is really just empowering human imagination through technology. And just a few years in, Runway has already left a massive mark in generative AI. So this kind of brings us to their next launch, which was back in April. Runway launched an app to bring users video-to-video generative AI. And this is actually currently available on iOS. You can go find it. It's called Runway ML, only on Apple. It's, you know, ranked around 176 in photo and video, so it's not the biggest app. It is free, and it has made a bit of a splash. Reviews on it are mixed. I think it has around a 3.8-star review. I've seen some things where people said, you know, the idea of generating video using another video is very different from any other app I've used. To be honest, I was a bit skeptical about what AI could do, but, you know, especially after seeing some experiments online, but this just feels different. I know it's early, so looking forward to all the new updates. That was one reviewer. But some reviews are not as kind. Someone said, there are many ways to do text to video or image to video or video to video these days. All suffer from some coherency issues, but all offer their own strengths and weaknesses. Anyways, so this is interesting. I believe the technology is just going to get better, but this was a very interesting and big step that Runway really kind of took and kind of came into the mainstream. Since that launched and since the founding of the company, they have raised a whopping $236 million to date. They most recently did a Series C. And I think Runway is really poised as the front runner of image or as video generating platforms. And they recently launched a new feature where you could essentially do image to video generation. So I looked at a number of people that were, you know, doing some demos on this. It's really impressive stuff. Someone essentially had an image generated on Midjourney. They uploaded it, and then it's like a person, and it's, you know, the video is then that person moving around, and you essentially turn images into video, which is really impressive, especially considering this is the very start. You can also, if you're interested, look up a video called Create Cinematic AI Videos with Runway Gen 2 that is essentially going over a really interesting video someone has generated of like all these astronauts getting into a space station and all this really cinematic stuff that looks really impressive. And I think what they've done is just went to Midjourney, generated a bunch of images that are all along what they want, then turned them into video, use those as kind of like really cinematic shots and put together an impressive video. So I think we really are just scratching the surface with what Runway can do. And I do believe that this is going to be a big player. Not only have they raised a lot of money, but they are there's some pioneers in the field that are really pushing this video to the next level, this video aspect of AI. So I think we're going to see a lot more innovation out of Runway. This is a company that I don't see going anywhere anytime soon. And overall, a very, very interesting company that we'll definitely continue to follow into the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.